Today, Be'ez Hashem, we continue in the 8th parak of Maseches Gittin, and we are up to Parak Ches Mishnah Bey. So it says Mishnah, Amud Lakinsi Shtarchov Zeh. A man gives a piece of paper to his wife, and he says, here, take this Shtarchov, which says that somebody owes us money or something. Oshim Tsa'atu Me'achorov. Or she found, the point is, it's going to be that we'll see soon in the Mishnah that it's really a get that he's giving her. Oshim Tsa'asu Me'achorov. Or she found it behind him, meaning he twisted his body around so that she should take it from his back pocket or something, which is certainly not the derech that a person normally gives a get. And then she's like, hey, what's that paper sticking out of your back pocket? And he twists his body toward her and she grabs it. Kora v'areu gita. And she opens it up and she sees it's a get. So eino get ad sheyom lo hagitech. It is not a valid get, because in order to be a valid get, the husband needs to say hagitech. He needs to make it very clear to her when he's giving it to her that he is divorcing her. Nasan biyadavi hi yishena. If he sticks it in her hand while she's sleeping, and then when she wakes up, she opens it up, she's like, what's this in my hand? And she sees it's her get. So she just, she probably is confused, thinks she had a bad dream or something. So ain't no get, that's not a valid get. Until he says to her, as he's giving it to her, and she hears it, that this is your get. If she's standing in Rosh Hashanah and he threw the get to her and it landed near her, so karov la migureshes. If it lands close to her, then she's divorced. Close to her, karov la means that only she is able to really guard it. Karov lo ain't a migureshes, but if it's close to him, and again in this context, close to him means only he is able to guard it, and she can't guard it, so then ain't a migureshes. Then she's not going to be divorced. Mechtzal, mechtzal megreshes ve'inim megreshes. If it lands right in between them, meaning a place where either one of them is capable of protecting it from some outside party coming in and grabbing it, or it could mean the other way around, where neither one of them is capable of protecting it, so then it's a suffek megreshes, and therefore she's not allowed to go back to him, but she's not allowed to marry someone else either, unless he writes her a new get. Moving on now, Mishnah Gimel, v'chelin yikidushin, all these halachas supply to Kiddushin as well. A guy throws money at a woman and says to her, Harem al Kadeshusli, because of Zuh, and it lands on the floor. So it depends if it's Karavlo, Karavla, if it's Mechtzal, Mechtza, all the same dinim. The Chen Lin Yachov, and the same is true when it comes to paying back a Chov. Omer lo bal Chov, Zrok li Chovi. If someone who you owe money to says, hey, can you please throw me the money that you owe me, Zrokalo, and you throw it to him, and then it lands on the floor, so Karavla Malve Zacha Halove. If it lands close to the lender, meaning he didn't get it to a point where the borrower got it to the point where the lender is the only one that's able to guard it, so then he's paid back, so the borrower is good. But if the borrower didn't get it to the point where the lender is the one that's able to guard it, he got it only to the point where he's the one that's able to guard it, so he never paid it back, and therefore he still owes the money. So if it blows away, or someone comes and grabs it or something, so he's going to have to pay the money. And if it's in a place where they can both guard it, or neither can guard it, so that's a suffik, and therefore we say, Mamna Mutu B'Safik Cholkin, they're both going to have to divide the money. So the Gemara says that that's meaning that that's the principle of Mamna Mutu B'Safik Cholkin. Now, says the Mishnah, so Medes Al Rosh Hagag Zrakullah, if she was standing on a rooftop, and he was standing not on the rooftop, and he threw the get all the way up to the roof, Kivin she as soon as the get goes into the airspace above the roof, meaning it doesn't have to land on the roof, but it's within three tfachim of the roof, so then the get is a valid get. We view that as if it's already on the roof, because there is a principle in halacha, mostly in Hilchos Mechitzos, but over here as well, called lavud, that anything that's within three tfachim of the karka is as if it's already resting on the karka. If he's the one on the roof and she's the one down below, and he throws it off the roof down toward her, kivin she yotzim mirshus hagag, once it leaves the area of the rooftop, nimchak or nisraf, and then somehow it never lands because it gets erased somehow in midair. Maybe it's pouring rain or something, or it gets burnt in midair. Harezim ugreshes, then she's going to be divorced, because as soon as it goes into the airspace of her chatzer, it's going to be a valid get. It's going to be that she's able to be kone it. I mean, you have to assume that the fire only came into being after he already threw the get. If it was burning before, then it was omid lisarif, and therefore it was never omid to land in the chatzer in the first place, right? That's what the Bar Tanur points out. Fu husha kadmas rikas haget chatzer kodem shatei adleika ba'avir chatzer shem haisa adleika b'chatzer tchilif. The fire was in the chatzer the whole time. Meyakar l'sreifa kazal v'ne megreshes. Then it was always destined to go l'sreifa, and therefore she would not be megreshes. So let's review what we learned today in Mishnah Beis. We said that if a guy gives his wife a piece of paper and says, "Here, take this shtarchov," or she sees a piece of paper sticking out of his backpack, and she's like, "What's that?" And he twists his body, "Take it." And she opens it up and she sees that it's a get. It is an invalid get because he didn't tell her hagitech. Similarly, if she was sleeping and he sticks it in her hand and she wakes up and reads it and sees that it's a get, also not a valid get because he didn't say hagitech. If she was in her shus harabim and he threw it to her and it landed on the ground, so if it lands in a place where she can protect it, it's a valid get. Where only he can protect it, it's an invalid get. Where either neither of them or both of them can protect it, it is a suffic get. And we have a similar halacha when it comes to throwing kiddushin at her and throwing and a lova repaying a chov in that way. If a malva says, "Send it to the lova, throw my chov, throw the money you owe me," and he throws it, so it all depends. If it's closer to the malva, good, the payment has been made. If it's closer to the lova, the payment has not been made. If it's in again, closer to means the place where someone could guard it. If it's where both of them could guard it or neither of them guard it, so it's mamon l'motzel b'safek and cholkin. And then we go back to discussing gittin, and we said that if the woman was on a rooftop and the man was down below and he threw it up to the roof, as long as it lands within, as long as it enters within three tfachim of the ground of the roof, the get is binding. And if she's on the bottom and he's on the top of the roof and he throws it off the roof into the chatzer, as soon as it goes into the airspace of the chatzer, they're divorced, even if it gets burnt up in between before it lands in the chatzer, provided that fire was not there the entire time. Okay, next time, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Parachas Mishnah Dalet.